The Gist. What a shock this was. Solve ME reported. This year's Senate appropriation bills include some of the strongest support for ME/CFS we've seen in over a decade. Despite the Trump administration's attempts to defund much of the NIH and the CDC, three advocacy groups in the U.S., Solve ME, ME Action, and more recently, Not Just Fatigue, have actually been able to gain ground. The Senate uses specific language to signal its intent. Occasionally, the bill allocates specific monies for a disorder like it did to increase Lyme funding by $10 million. But most of the time, it uses words like urge and encourage to tell the NIH CDC what Congress wants it to focus on. Getting the appropriation bills to specifically state how much the NIH will spend on ME/CFS is where we ultimately want to be, and almost achieved at one point. Prior to the pandemic, Solve ME led that drive. Unfortunately, it failed. However, similar work by Lyme advocates succeeded in 2021, and Lyme funding has increased tenfold over the last 5 years. It's now at $157 million per year. 10 years ago, Lyme disease and ME/CFS were receiving roughly equal funding. Words like encourage, urge, or expect reflect strong guidance from Congress that the NIH is expected to treat seriously. When the Senate directs the NIH to do something, on the other hand, the NIH is expected to do it. Hashtag MEAction and hashtag NotJustFatigue banded together to have language inserted into the bill to get the NIH to implement the ME/CFS roadmap. The roadmap, which was produced by the NIH, was designed to provide the NIH with what it said it needed to move forward on ME/CFS, a set of strategic guidelines. Since then, though, the NIH has closed one research center, failed to adequately fund the other two, and failed to deliver a promised grant opportunity. Adjusted for inflation, NIH funding for ME/CFS has declined by 30% since 2018. The language in the bill, quote, encourages, end quote, the NIH to implement the ME/CFS roadmap, and, more importantly, in the strongest language used in the bill, it, quote, directs, end quote, the NIH to provide Congress with a detailed plan outlining how it will do so. Given that RFK Jr. has proposed cutting CDC funding by 50%, it was thought that the $5.5 million outlay for ME/CFS would be gone. But it was retained. The bill made sure that the NIH understood that when it refers to long COVID, it also expects the NIH to move forward on similar post-infectious illnesses like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and POTS, or postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Moreover, it expressed, quote, concern, end quote, that long COVID work at RECOVER and the HEAL initiative, chronic pain, are not adequately addressing the full range of ME/CFS symptoms associated with long COVID, and, quote, urged, end quote, the groups to engage in more clinical trials. For the first time, language was inserted to, quote, urge, end quote, the new medical research agency, ARPA-H, to invest in high-risk, high-reward research into long COVID and long COVID-associated conditions such as dysautonomia, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS, and myalgic encephalomyelitis chronic fatigue syndrome, or ME/CFS. This was a significant breakthrough as ARPA-H, which is designed to tackle complex problems, has thus far ignored both long COVID and ME/CFS. The bill also dramatically increased funding for the Office of Research on Women's Health and instructed the Trump administration that it cannot withhold funding for grant awards, but must pay them out quickly. The bill now goes to the House, where the goal is to keep the language regarding ME/CFS and long COVID intact. Solve Emmy has made it quick and easy for U.S. citizens to contact their House representatives in the U.S. Click on the link Take Action Now here in the text version of the gist to make a difference with ME CFS and long COVID. Thanks for listening.